Be'ezat Hashem Yisbo'ch, we begin Perek Tashi, the ninth chapter in the Rambam's Hilchas Ma'aseh Karbanos, and the laws of activities of the Karbanos and the Seiva Avodah, which continue the theme of the previous Perakim discussing specific Karbanos like Oil and Chatas. And this Perek Rambam discussed the halachas of Ashram as Rambam's opens up halacha Aleph. How was the procedure of the Ashram done? So Mitzvah Saseh, there's a positive commandment, lasses kol Ashram is to make all the guilt offerings, k'mitzvahs namur b'Torah, like it was commanded and said in the Torah. The Ketz and Ma'aseh Ashram, and how are the activities of Ashram done? So, bein Ashram vadi, whether what's called the definitive Ashram, which certain Averis, the Torah had said you bring a carbon Ashram, or bein Ashram toli, whether what's called the suspended Ashram, which is when one doesn't know if he committed a sin or not, whatever the sin is, it brings Ashram toli. Whatever Ashram it is, sheichid v'zerik adam, you slaughter it, you spray the blood. Kamesh Brown, and that we already explained in Perak Hei, halacha beis regarding shechit, halacha vav regarding the zrika. Umavshit, you skin the animal, umaytimurm, you take out the sacrificial parts, umachin is salted, v'zerik nagab ishim, and you throw it onto the fires. And if you want to transport it, the sacrificial parts in the vessel, Melech could transport it with a vessel. Ushar b'sam, and the rest of the meats, Nechel, Lezichei, Kuhuna, Bazar, Kechatas, are eaten by the male Kohanim in the courtyard, like the laws of Achatas. Halacha Beis, now Asham Metzaira. Metzaira is one of those cases that bring in Asham. So the Metzaira who had this type of leprosy, Yesh b'kabbalas dame shinoi. There is a deviation regarding his receiving of the blood. Like it's explained, the laws of those who are lacking atonement, which Mitzayra, besides purification, has to have like a certain kapara after his purification, in Perek Dal Halacha Beis over there, where there is a certain deviation. Now, even so, Shor Maisa, all the rest of the activities, Zrikas Damei al Mizbeach, and the spraying of its blood on the Mizbeach, and regarding the eating of the carbon, Kshar Hashem Zachaldava has all the halachas, like all other Shamas, for all practical purposes, like the Pasuk ends up saying, Ki at the Shabda halacha, Ki Chatzis Asham, Lekayin Kodesh Koshim, it has all the same halachas. Halacha Gimel continues to the next type of carbon, Asiz Kol Shlamim, regarding the doing of all the Shlamim, Ki Mitzvasim, like the commandments, Mitzvah says the positive commandment. Meaning there's four types of shlamim. One is, and that's the one exception, is when the tzibur, the public, brings a carbon shlamim. Those are the two lambs brought on shavuos. Vashlish shamayachin, the three types of individual shlamim. As Rambam explains halacha dal, v'ketzav ma'aseh shamay tzibur, how are the activities done regarding the shlamim brought by the tzibur? So sheichid v'zerik adam, you slaughter it and you spray the blood, k'mesh ben, like we already explained in Perek Hei. Umafshit, you skin it, umaytzimur, you take it to sacrificial parts, umachim, you salt it, maktim, and you burn it. And that's the halacha where you burn this. Now that's regarding the sacrificial parts. Now the rest of it is eaten by the male kohen in the azar kechatz v'cha'ashim, which this is unique about the shalmei tzibur, like the chatz v'ashim nishin kachim kachim, because although generally shlamim is kachim kalim, this shalmei tzibur is kachim kachim. Like we already explained this in Perek Av Halacha Yitzayin and Perek Hey Halacha Gimel. Halacha Hey. Now, regarding the individual shlam, there's three types. There's the type of the shlam that comes with our bread, which are the shlam that you bring on the Yom Tov, the simcha, also on the Yom Tov, which is what's called shlam simcha, which is not shlam chagiga, which is obligatory in that sense, but rather that you need for simcha's Yom Tov. But both of these are some level of chayva. Now, there is obviously also the well-known shlam, which is shlam in the dava, that's in the dava, that's included in this category. This is what's classically called just in the word of shlam of the peace offering. Vasheni, the second type, is shlam abam emalechem, the shlam that comes with bread, beneda onedava, by being donated or through a vow. Vezeh nikra, what shlam is this that comes with bread? Is called the toide, the thanksgiving offering. Vayis alechem nikra, and the breads that come with it are called lechem toide, the bread of the toide. Vamin hashlishi, and the third type, is shlam shemakav hanazer b'yem alayis nizri, is the shlam that the nazir brings on the day when he finishes his nazirus. And they also come with breads. That's called El Nazar, the ram of the Nazar. That's the third type of shlam. And how all three of the shlamim of the Yachad done. So Sheikh Vazarik Adam Kamishrianu, and this is like the Rambam says by all of them, slaughtering and spraying the blood is like we explained. Umafshid Maitzimurm, and you skin it and you take out the sacrificial parts. And then you cut up the pieces of the meat. And you separate the breast and the right thigh. The nice name murm in machaz vashayik, and you place the sacrificial parts with the breast and the thigh al yedeha bailim onto the hands of the owner who's bringing. I mean, on the nazir. The kohen manich yodei tachas yedeha bailim, and the kohen puts his hands beneath the hands of the one who's bringing it. Umein havakol of Hashem emizach, and they wave all of that in front of Hashem on the eastern part of the mizbech. And the and really all those that require waving. But Mizrach, when even I said they would do the waving in the east. Now halacha zayin, the ketzad humein of what is this waving procedure? So Melech, maybe they bring it back and forth in all directions. Malamor, and they go up and down. Now, Vimhoya carbon toida, in addition, if let's say the carbon was a toida, a Thanksgiving offering, then Lekech min alechem haba ima, then you would take from the breads that come with it, Echad ma'asara, one tenth, which from the total is, since there's 40 breads, you take four of the breads, one of each type, because there's four types. So that's one tenth. Because these are all the parts that actually are not going to the owner. And you put it with the breast and the thigh and the sacrificial parts. And then you wave all of it with the hands of the owner. Like we explained. And that's how the tenufa is done. Now, halacha ches. We said, okay, you put it on the hands of the owner. What's the order of how you place it on his hands? So first, you put the fats on the hands of the owner. And you put the breast and the thigh on top of that. The two kidneys, the serous are covered, and the lobe of the liver, lamalahem, above them. Now, if there's bread, like we said regarding the taida, you put on top of that, and he waves it all. Halacha tes, carbon el nazar. Let's say the carbon was the third category. We spoke about all three. We spoke about the regular shlamim without breads. We spoke about the taida with breads. Now let's talk about the carbon of the el nazar. So here, what you do is, when you take out the sacrificial parts, you separate the breast and the thigh, and you cook the rest of the ram in the women's courtyard, and the kohen takes the cooked foreleg of the ram, with one-tenth of the breads that come with it, with the breast and the thigh and the sacrificial parts, he puts that all on the hands of the nazir, and the kohen puts his hand beneath the hands of the owners. They do that whole tenufa, like we explained the procedure of the tenufa. The halachiyot qualifies. We mentioned this a few items. What are they exactly? So, what's considered the breast? It's called the reizakarka. It's whatever part of the animal by the chest area that sees the ground, because the animal walks on all fours. That's lamala, going upwards at the top until the neck. Lamata, going downwards at the karas till the belly. That's considered the chaza. And that's separated with the sheik. The chaysach ima, now, included in that is also you cut off with it, states loy is two ribs, elech ve'elech, on either side. That's the chaza. What's considered the foreleg? That's which is given by the el nazar specifically. And these are all given to the kohen, except the mum, which are given to the mizbeach, but they're all separated. So you take mina perik shel akuva from the upper joint, like would be considered like the knee, at kaf shel yad, until the palm of the hand, which like till the ankle, shem shnei avarim, which those are two limbs, mu'um zebzeh, which are connected one with the other. Now, the hazrei hamura, and this was saying it's the foreleg, which is what we would call the arm, but the animal is on all four legs. Hizrei shel yamin is the right foreleg. Now, v'shekinek d'bedekel, now the equivalent of what we just described is the zraya, it's equivalent by the hind leg, who has sheik, that's the thigh that we always mention, which we mentioned chaza and sheik. So we know what the sheik is also in comparison to what the zray is. Now, halachiyav, continue regarding the procedures of achash menifa. Now, after you did the elevation, the waving procedures that we mentioned, melechem, you salt the sacrificial parts, maktin ka mizbech, and that gets burnt on the mizbech. Aval chaza v'sheik, which are some of the other things that we separated that we also did the waving on, the breast and the thigh, that's nechalikam, that's even medikanim. Shemek says in the pasuk miyuka, ki es chazeat nufa v'sheik et truma, that the breast that's waved, and the thigh that's elevated, that was given to the kanim. Ushah shlam, now the rest of the shlam and the peace offering, nechal nabam, is eaten by the owners. Now, moreover, the kanim only merit the breast and the thigh, el acha hekte emurim, only after the emurim, the sacrificial parts, are sacrificed. Halachit beiz, v'chein alechem, which are the fats that we mentioned. V'chein alechem shemein epetoida. So too, continuing on to the second and the third categories, the bread that's waved by the toida, ube el nazar, and by the ram's nazar, also where there's breads, v'azer b'sheila, and moreover by the nazar, actually has also the cooked foreleg, which is also added to the waving procedures. Those are all nechon makama, all eaten by the kohanim. Now, shar lechem, the rest of bread, which wasn't taken, im shar basa, with the rest of meat, those are all nechon makama, those are eaten by the owners, by the toida and the nazar, respectively. V'alechem shemeinu v'machaz v'ashayk, now, the bread that's waved together with the breast and the thigh, him and the krum, they were what's called murim mitoida, elevated, separated from the toida, and so to v'azroi b'sheila, the cooked foreleg, im achaz v'ashayk, with the breast and the thigh, im alechem shemeinu, with the bread that you wave, him and the krum, those are called for the third category of shlamim, murim el nazar, elevated, separated from the nazar ram. Halacha yud gimel, halechem amur min ha-toida, regarding the breads that are separated from the toida, which was just mentioned before, sveik trumahu, it's a doubt if it's considered the equivalent of truma, because the Torah calls it truma, but it doesn't have the same halachas, has certain leniencies. So although it's like we said murim, So it's like considered truma, but it's a doubt if it has the halachic status as like truma itself. Therefore, a czar or whatever it is that I'm not supposed to eat truma, there would not be a liability of death or a liability of an additional fifth like truma. And ve'in medameka truma also would not cause a forbidden mixture like truma, because it's not clear if it has this halachic status of truma or not. Halachic yadalad, further qualifying, let's say the owner who's bringing this Thanksgiving offering himself as a coin. The rest of the bread is eaten by the owners. This is so like we said regarding the taida of a non-kohen, because it's not the bread that comes with the taida oyim elo nazar or the ram of the nazar. It's not karim mincha. It's not considered a flour offering, although it's they're both made from flour, but it doesn't have the same halacha. Therefore, it doesn't have the halacha of like a minchas kohen, where when a kohen makes a mincha, unlike a regularly sold mincha, which the shirayim are eaten by a kohen, all of it is burnt. Here it's not considered a mincha, so although it's his flour, it is going to be eaten by the owners. Halacha tezvav, shnayim shevi ushlam b'shutfas. Let's say two people together being a partnership of ishlamim. Ha'echad meinef b'shus chaveri. One person does the tenufa with permission from his friend. Afele hameya, even if let's say there's 100 partners. Echad meinef adekulun, one does the tenufa for them all. Mashenke b'smicha, which is not the case by smicha. Which by smicha, every one of the owners has to do smicha. By tenufa, which was what we're discussing, one of the partners is sufficient. Halacha design further qualifying these halachas of tenufa. Let's say a woman was the owner of the carbon. In manifa, she wouldn't do tenufa because it says in the pasuk daber el bnei Yisrael, but not the bnei Yisrael. But the kohen does the tenufa. She carbon the time tenufa because her carbon requires tenufa. But for hipsul tenufa, just that she's a male for tenufa, so the kohen doesn't. And it's always the case that a woman doesn't do tenufa. Ella, there's two exceptions. Hasaita, if she's a suspected adulterous woman. And Vahanazira, if she's a woman who took a vow of Nazir. Those are the only two exceptions. Like we explained in Perek Ches from Hilchas Nazir, Halacha Dal, regarding Nazir, and Perek Gimel Hilchas Saita, Halacha Tesvav, regarding Saita. Utenufa Kedimas Lagosh, B'chamakam, and the waving procedure is always before the bringing near of that carbon to the Mizbeach, which is called Hagasha, in all situations. Halacha Yitzayin, now, further qualifying, which we mentioned these two other categories of shlamim, which we said a regular shlamim, then this taido, which comes with breads, is a type of shlamim, and also the el nazar. The Rambam further qualifies those breads. Ketzer hu alechem shemevi mataida. What are these breads that you bring together with the Thanksgiving offering? It's lekech esrim isarin seilah. So they take 20 isarin, they're starting a certain measurement, take 20 of these measurements of isarin of flour, the isimahem, and you make from these 20 isarinim, asara isarinim chametz, 10 isarinim are going to be used for making leavened bread, vastar matzah, and 10 of those estrainim, which that's the measurements basically cut in half, are for unleavened bread. Ha'sor shel chametz, the 10 estrainim, which is a measurement of leavened flour, is oisa oisin esachal, you make 10 breads. Halacha yudches na b'kitz mechamtzin, how do you leaven this flour? Maybe sa'ar kadei chemutzin, so you bring enough leavening to make it become leavened. V'nois l'teich hamida, and you put it into the measuring tool. U'memalas hamida, and you fill up the measuring tool of the isarin. Now, although it's going to end up having too little or too much because of the leavening, because sometimes it's going to be thick and hard. Sometimes soft. We don't pay attention only regarding how you're measuring it right now. Now you're measuring each one a full isarn. That's regarding the chametz ones. Vasara israinim shalmatzah, regarding the 10 israinim of flour that you're going to make unleavened, although by the chametz ones you're making 10 breads. Here, oisem en shleishim chalas shavas. So you can make 30 equal loaves. Esachal mekal min, 3 loaves of each of the 3 types that you're making, which you're making 30. There's going to be 10 of each type. Esachal mafetaner, 10 unleavened breads are going to be baked in the oven. Esachal shakikim, 10 of them are going to be made into these thin and soft type of wafers. The esachal merbeches, and 10 of the loaves are going to be fried in oil. As Ram explains, Allah Yates, b'keitzit ha-merbeches, how do you do the frying of the oil once? So chalte bereischin, you scald it in hot boiling water. Va'ifa isem ha'at, and you bake it a little bit. Va'achkech kailo isem b'shemen, and then you fry it in oil, al ilpas, on the pan, the deep pan. The kiyitzabayin, or a similar type of a pot, kadech shakan lazavgan, the way you fry donuts. U'mar b'shamna, and you have a lot of oil. V'zeh rikuch amet b'chamakum, this is where it says that it's rikuch, that it's done like this, that it's deep fried in oil. Now, how much oil? We said how much flour. How much oil is used in these 30 breads that we said that you're making that are matzah? B'chatzi loig shemen, that's with a half a log of oil. We have a shiz halacha l'mishma sinai, it's a halacha tradition of mishma sinai. Now, that half a log actually split up like this. Reviz mimin levucha. A quarter of it is used for the revucha ones. which are the deep fried, and Ushminis lachalois, and eighth of it is for the ones that are baked. Ushminis lirikikin, and the eighth of it is used for that of the rikikin of the wafer ones. Halacha chaf aleph, hachalois, which those are the ones like we said are baked in the oven. Laisis hasayle shalahen, what you do is you soak its flour b'shminis shalshemen, which like we mentioned in the eighth of its oil. Vakach losh va'ivais, and then you knead and you bake them. Rikikin, those are the wafer ones. Meishchen, what you do is here actually meishchen, you actually smear it after you b'shminis shalahen achav yasim in that eighth of its loig after it's baked. And v'kain lekech v'nakol arbachalas, the kain takes from all of them four breads, achaz mekal min min, one of each type, because you have one type of the chametz, and you have three types of the matzah. It takes one of each type. Like it says in the pasuk, echad mekal kamin, one of each one of the karbanas. Alach of beis, now alach may tell you the shavu isim arbachal. Let's say you didn't do the way we said. You didn't make the 40 breads, 10 of the chametz and 30 of the matzah, which is one type of chametz and three types of matzah. Let's say you just made four chalas, one of chametz and three of matzah. Yet it's fulfilled the obligation, because like nimar ba mele mitzvah, this it says has to be 40. It was only for a mitzvah. Now, but there is an important qualification. The stipulation is sheyafer shechalas, and that you have separated the four chalas that have to be given to the kain. It has to be that you separated that chala achas mikol kama, one of each one of those four types, kshem basik, when it was still dough. Why? Because you only made one chal of each. So if it's 10 of that one and 30 of that one, so then you could take off one, and that'll be the 1/10. But here we only made one. It has to be when it was dough before you baked it, because she'ema frish and prusa, because you cannot separate it now and break off a piece and give a tenth, because you can't separate a broken piece. And like I said in the pasuk, echad mikol kama, one of each kalbin, which is a whole unit, shalaitul parts that you shouldn't take it's broken, then you have to have it separated when it was still dough. Halach of gimel. Now that was all explained regarding the chalas that come with the teider. The kitzur alachem aboim el nazar. How do you do the bread that comes with the ram of the nazar? So lekech shisha esrainis, you take six esrainis, which again is sarin, a certain measurement of flour, ushne shlishi sarin, so it's 6 2/3 of a sarin. Va'isimem estrem chalas shabbos, you make 20 equal breads, bakol matzah, and here it's all unleavened. Asardra rekikim meshuch meshemen, you make 10 wafers that are smeared with oil. The esrem chalas, you make 10 breads that, not a wafer, but breads, that loises hasel shalim b'shemen, that you soak its flour in oil, makom afetana, now they're all baked in the oven. B'shemen shalim revius, its oil is a revius of the loig. B'shiz halacha mech b'shem sinai, and that's, again, also halacha mech b'shem sinai. V'akoyin lekech men shtei chalas, and the koyin takes from them two breads, achaz makom in, one of each type, which we said there was two different types of those 20, 10 that were wafers and 10 that were breads. Now, the two types of breads that we said that were by the nazar, and the four types of breads that were by toida, one chametz and three of them matzah. Now, Akman says, all these breads are integral one for the other, and the activities of the breads of these two, of the nazar and the by the toida, were all done out of the azar. Now, halacha chafei, continuing to the last category of kabbanis, which we spoke about in this halacha of Oshim, and we spoke about shlomim, many different types. And now, Ketzad Maisa B'Churba Maisa B'Pesach, which is also Kachem Kalim, like that of Shlomim. What are the activities done regarding the carbon that's the firstborn animal, the Maisa Behema, or the carbon Pesach? So, Achash Azarek Damit Kamash B'Anu, after you spray the ball, like we explained already in Parakei, Halacha Yud Zayin. So, Mafshit, you skin it, U'maitzemur, you take the sacrificial parts, so, Mochem, you salt and Maktim, and you burn them. U'sha'or B'Sar B'Churi Nechel Kam, the rest of the meat of the B'Chur is eaten by the Kahana, because that's when the Chavtamat and the Skunda that goes to Kahana. U'sha'or B'Sar HaMaisa, the rest of the meat of the Maisa Behema, Nechel Ba'alam, that's eaten by the owner. Ushar b'sab pesach, and the rest of the meat of the carbon pesach, nechel lemenuyev, is eaten by those who are counted on that group, kiel chayisav, according to salachas, k'moshes bar b'chasav pesach, like we explained in the laws of pesach, which you have to be counted on a group, and that's eaten for those by the Seder night in the carbon pesach.